The Vatican's relations with other faiths have always been fraught, but Benedict's papacy has left them in need of repair. He sparked anger across the Muslim world when he cited a 14th century Byzantine emperor who said the Prophet Muhammad had brought things that were evil and inhuman. Omar Shaheen is the Secretary General of the North American Imams Federation.
It was a very, very bad start. And because of this speech, people stop all interfaith dialogue.
Benedict later apologized, saying the emperor's views weren't his own. Shaheen says Francis's first step should be reaching out to Al-Azhar, a center of Islamic learning in Cairo that severed relations with the Vatican in 2011.
So now it's the time to communicate with them again in order to reopen this dialogue and build more bridges between the Christian and the Muslim community.
Benedict also angered Jews when he revoked the excommunication of a bishop who denied the Holocaust. But as Cardinal, Jorge Bergoglio had warm ties with rabbis in Argentina. One referred to the new pope as my rabbi.
He was one of the few very prominent leaders to have spoken out very forcefully denouncing the attack and standing in solidarity with the Jewish community, and that meant a lot to us.
Benedict angered other Christian denominations by suggesting they are not true churches. But at least in the first days of Francis' papacy, the Vatican's relations with other faiths appear to be on the mend. Jerome Sokolovsky, VOA News, Washington.